KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 76 degrees in the Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 95. A heat advisory is in effect through late this evening, primarily for those counties along and south of Highway 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education met Wednesday evening at the high school, and during their session, they unanimously approved the hiring of Jennifer Gazer as the vocal music teacher for the high school. Gazer comes to the district from Winterset, where she served as the 7th and 8th grade vocal music instructor. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein said that Gazer came highly recommended by Winterset Superintendent Mike Wells. I'll have more news after this.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold a special meeting today at noon. The board will meet at Sunnyside Park to take a tour of proposed sites for the new Parks and Recreation Department office and maintenance building. During a previous meeting, some members of the public had expressed concern over where the building might be located on the grounds of Sunnyside Park. No decision has been made on the final site. A Council Bluffs man who walked about a half a mile in triple-digit heat following an accident in Omaha Wednesday may have died from heat-related complications. The Omaha World-Herald says, according to a police report, 48-year-old Paul E. Tamayo had a core body temperature of 110 degrees when he was taken to an Omaha hospital and pronounced dead. The man was driving a car eastbound on Center Street in Omaha when it went through a construction zone and collided with a large mound of dirt near 67th Street. Investigators say there was no evidence Tamayo had tried to brake before impact. The accident happened at around 3:45 p.m. Following the crash, Tamayo got out of his car and walked away before he collapsed just west of 2322 South 64th Avenue, again about a half a mile away from the scene of the accident. An autopsy was scheduled to be performed today to determine the cause of death. The Salvation Army will keep its doors around the Omaha area open for people in need of a break from extreme heat that's reached triple digits this week. Four Salvation Army locations across the Omaha metro area are designed as community cooling stations, including one in Council Bluffs, the Council Bluffs Corps. The stations will be open Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Saturdays and Sundays, the locations will be open at 8 a.m. and close at 5 p.m., and cold drinks will be provided. The organization is seeking donations of bottled water. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday of three people. 19-year-old Jason Porter of Stewart was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. 49-year-old Larry Will of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. And 23-year-old Cassandra Mesa of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. All three of the individuals were booked into the Cass County jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest Wednesday evening of a Red Oak man. 27-year-old Seth William Rogers was arrested on a Page County warrant charging him with child endangerment. Authorities have not released any other details concerning the incident. Rogers was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later released after posting a $5,000 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports also the arrest late last night of 39-year-old Michelle Marie Neville of Red Oak on counterfeiting, forgery, and possession of stolen property charges. Neville was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. The Clarinda Police Department reports 22-year-old Jimmy Fred Hockett II, formerly of Clarinda, has been arrested and charged in connection with multiple alleged drug offenses stemming from an investigation that was begun by the Clarinda Police Department in March. The investigation was a follow-up to a report of illegal drug use at an apartment in Clarinda where Hockett II resided at the time. He's charged with promoting a gathering where controlled substances are unlawfully used, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hockett II was arrested by the Shenandoah Police Department on Tuesday after a warrant was issued. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond, pending an initial appearance before the Page County District Court judge. The Harlan Police Department on Wednesday released a cumulative report on arrests and incident investigations. Among them, officials say on June the 27th, 27-year-old Trent Nielsen of Avoca was arrested for speeding and on an OWI charge. This past Tuesday, 35-year-old Randall Price Jr. of Harlan was arrested on public intoxication, possession of a controlled substance, and fifth-degree theft charges. His arrest followed the report of a male subject riding a bicycle and drinking, who allegedly nearly struck two children. And on Monday, Harlan police arrested 18-year-old Lacey Bird of Harlan on a charge of domestic abuse assault after officers were called to an altercation between Bird and her sister at Bird's residence. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Darwin Turk, age 68 of Lewis, died Monday. Funeral services for Darwin Turk will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bonnie Knoll, age 81 of Audubon, died Friday. The graveside services for Bonnie Knoll will be today at 11 o'clock at the Concord Cemetery in Concord, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kay Laverne Hamlin, age 72 of Atlantic, died Friday. A memorial service for Kay Hamlin will be tomorrow at 8:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Olson, age 56, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Michelle Olson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Denison. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Beulah Scow, age 92, formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Beulah Scow will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ina Carroll, age 95, of Jewel, died Wednesday in Ames. Funeral services for Ina Carroll will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Grace Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sylvia May, age 88 of Cumberland, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Sylvia May will be held on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Elsie Onken, age 96 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Elsie Onken will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Henry Gayson Sr., age 87, died Saturday. Services for Henry Gayson Sr. are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.